sliders, chicken sandwiches, chicken rings, or grab a crepe case. So head to the Roadshow at White Castle in Lake in the Hills from 3:30 to 6 on August 28th.
At Jimmy's Char House, you'll get an amazing meal every time. They use only the freshest fish available for dishes like their house specialty char-broiled fresh red salmon. All of their steaks and chops are custom cut by them to ensure quality, whether it's filet mignon or London broil. Chicken and ribs are slow roasted in wood-burning rotisserie ovens. And Jimmy's Char House burgers are USDA steak, hand-packed in their kitchen. Try one of the amazing dishes at Jimmy's Char House, located at 2290 Point Boulevard in Elgin. Call for reservations at 847-783-4700.
The backbone of our country. Call 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631. And have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to. And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631, that's 800-816-3631. Mega, we are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Did you know that it's much easier to cure diseases like heart problems and cancer than the common cold? The secret lies in prevention. Learn to deal calmly with the next unforgiving moment, minus the repressed resentment and rage, and any problem, mental, emotional, and physical, with roots in accumulating daily frustrations, go into remission. Deprived of their nutrients at their roots, a tree dies from the top down. Disease dies like that. Your very worst symptom, actually the last one to appear, will be the very first one to get better, along with a lot of other self-destructive habits. Buried rage could be compromising your immune system and undermining medical treatments. The secret is simple and free. If it works, then give a donation to spread the word to others. Please download the CD, Be Still and Know, on FHU.com. FHU.com. For XM and other radio listening, call 866-RADIO-ROY. That's 866-RADIO-ROY, business hours, West Coast time. Thank you.
Can you wait 3 to 5 extra days to get the guaranteed lowest prices in the country on new American cars? Max Motors has the guaranteed best prices in the nation on all Cadillacs, Chevrolets, Dodge, Pontiacs, Buicks, Jeep, Chrysler, and Fords. Come look at our huge new car inventory online at max71.com. Max Motors is centrally located in Butler, Missouri for convenient nationwide distribution. You can have your new American car delivered from their lot right to your doorstep anywhere in the continental United States. At Max Motors, they'll provide maximum selection, maximum trade-in value, maximum discounts, and maximum service. Just listen to their mission statement to make the auto buying process easy, simple, and fun. Remember, Max Motors, where an extra 3 to 5 days in delivery time can give you the guaranteed lowest prices nationwide delivered to your door. Call Max Motors today at 1-888-MAX-8881. That's 1-888-MAX-8881. Go online to max71.com. And remember, even if you don't buy a car from Max Motors, please buy America.
All right, back on the Laura Ingraham Show. We got Raymond Arroyo. He's coming up. We're going to talk to him about his reports from New Orleans. Couple years out after Katrina, what is happening in New Orleans? Well, it's a disturbing portrait that he paints of much of that city. And he has a new book coming out, Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light. Bill Maher was all thrilled about Mother Teresa's letters. Of course, Bill Maher, not knowing that Jesus Christ asked, his father, why have you forsaken me? Of course, having his own doubts. Praying, asking for strength and help. So we'll talk to him about all of that controversy as well. Go to the website, Power to the People Tour Info, and let's blow Clinton out of the water. Pre-order it.
Time for new rules, everybody. New rules.
We'll be right back. USA Radio Network News, John Scott reporting. A surprise announcement from Washington this morning.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has resigned. His old friend, President Bush, accepted the resignation on Friday. The Attorney General had been sharply criticized by many Republicans as well as Democrats. He has been widely viewed as a weak Attorney General, but has been a close friend of the President's for years, and the President was reluctant to lose him. With the resignation of Alberto Gonzalez and recently of Karl Rove and Dan Bartlett, President Bush is sadly losing some of the people who have been close to him for years since the time he began his political march in Texas. Connie Long, USA Radio Network News, the White House.
Michael Vick is due back in a Virginia federal courtroom this morning. The suspended Atlanta Falcons quarterback is expected to formally enter his guilty plea on charges related to criminal dogfighting and gambling. Sources say the NFL star is likely to get between 1 and 1.5 years in jail. Parts of Michigan continuing to clean up after a tornado ripped through portions of three counties on Friday. The National Weather Service says Eaton County was hardest hit by the twister, which cut a six-mile-long path through the region. The storm, the strongest to hit the Wolverine State in a decade, packing winds of 140 miles an hour. On Wall Street, the Dow down 37, the NASDAQ down 6 points. This is USA Radio Network News.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-499-4102. 800-499-4102. One call could save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states, including South Carolina. 800-499-4102. 800-499-4102.
New fires burning as dozens of people have been killed in a series of wildfires in Greece, which are threatening villages and historic sites alike. Now, reporter Nina Maria Paz says Greek officials particularly worried about a fire raging near the birthplace of the Olympic Games.
Olympia, the birthplace of the Olympic Games, is possibly under threat. The hillside opposite has gone up in flames. Earlier today, another 5 bodies were discovered in Evia. Fires continue in large parts of Greece, in the south, in the Peloponnese, and around Athens and Evia.
The fires are being fanned by high winds, high temperatures, and drought conditions. Rescue officials will use a highly specialized robot with a camera to try and locate 6 Utah miners trapped after a cave. And officials hoping the robot, which will be lowered into an already drilled borehole, will find some signs of the workers that have been trapped since August 6. Meanwhile, a 7th drill hole is apparently also being worked on now. This is USA Radio Network News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience gets inside your head and you get upset with that, make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
This is your news and information station, AM 1410, WRMN, Elgin.
The Florida Hotel and Conference Center in Orlando is waiting for you. Bask in the Florida sunshine at the beautiful outdoor heated pool. Stroll into the Florida Mall directly from the lobby and enjoy over 250 shops and restaurants. Or allow the Florida Hotel and Conference Center to provide a complimentary shuttle service to some of Orlando's most popular attractions. Need to rent a car? An Enterprise rental car agent is ready in the lobby to serve you. When the day is done, your room will be ready for you to relax in on plush bedding while you watch your favorite show on a flat-screen television or order an in-room spa treatment. Enjoy continental cuisine in the Cricket Grill. The hotel's unique location at the Florida Mall and its first-class services make this the premier location for your business event, social event, or vacation destination. The Florida Hotel and Conference Center of Orlando is waiting for your call. 1-800-588-4656 or visit the FloridaHotelOrlando.com.
Blue Raz is a great place to relax and enjoy a large selection of martinis or to indulge in an item from their extensive food menu. The Blue Raz, located at 558 Randall Road in South Elgin, is one of the hottest night spots in the entire Fox Valley. Arrive after 10 p.m. on Friday or Saturday, and you can enjoy an evening on their intimate dance floor. So if it's dinner, or drinks, or dancing, or all three, then Blue Raz is your spot. Go to www.blueraz.com, or to learn more, call 847-468-0500.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you today?
Oh, I'm running ragged.
Oh, really?
This rain has really made things a little difficult.
I can imagine.
I'm sure I speak for a lot of people out there.
Yeah, you sure do.
A lot of flooded basements and seeping basements. And I'm just trying to catch up with my painting work. With all the rain and the outside job going on, it's a little bit.
Well, there's no painting in the rain, that's for sure.
And then go home and then try to vacuum up the water that's in the basement and it comes right back in. Well, the worst is over, right?
Hopefully. I think the Fox River crested already.
It looks pretty high.
Yeah. It was inches from the top of the sidewalk next to the Hemmons. And that was on Friday when I looked at it, and I heard the Fox River is supposed to crest on Saturday.
Well, right now I looked at the walk bridges, and uh-huh. It's still at the bottom of the bridge at you know, each end of it.
Yeah.
Right downtown.
Just at the very brim of...
I wonder how high, do you know how high it got on as far as those walkways are?
No, I don't know that. Like I said, I saw it on Friday, and they said it was going to crest on Saturday, so I don't know how
it
high
still
it got.
It looks pretty darn high still.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't know if you knew this, but I was getting married in 3 weeks out at Walton Island.
Oh, you are?
Which is underwater.
Well, congratulations.
Right. Well, thanks, yeah. I'm getting married in 3 weeks, so hopefully the water will go down.
Well, that'll be nice as long as, the water goes down. Better bring some bug spray.
Yeah, oh gosh. Absolutely. Horrible.
They're out. Not only mosquitoes, they've got these mites now.
Itch mites. My mom had these itch mites.
Ah, I got them all over my body.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible, and I heard they last, 3 weeks, and there's nothing you could do about them.
Well,
nothing
I've heard some bugs, some people say putting some bug spray on helps.
Okay.
It's a lot, but I've had it for about 10 days, and it's subsiding now.
Man.
Oh, rough.
Drive you crazy, right?
Yeah.
Horrible stuff.
It's a wonderful life. So, what else? Oh, I heard some good news on the way here.
Oh, yeah?
Alberto Gonzalez. Love me, I'm Alberto Gonzalez. I'll take you to the world of torture. No need for lawyers or habeas corpus. We've got your number. We've got your email. Alberto is resigning.
He's resigning.
He's calling it quits. I hope that's just the beginning. I hope somebody just tenaciously just goes after that.
man.
That man. That man fiend.
Right.
Well, it's about time.
Yes.
If he had any kind of sense of decency, he would have done it a long time ago.
Yes.
Also, what else is happening? Oh, well, not that I care about the Bears, because I'm a New York Jets fan now.
Oh, you are?
Because the Bears got rid of Thomas Jones, and he's on the Jets.
Yeah, how do you get rid of that guy?
Just insane. You see, Benson, he's horrible.
I'd go with Peterson before Benson.
Oh, absolutely.
But I would not get rid of Jones, first of all.
No.
Absolutely.
That guy just, what did he just 5 years in a row gave you 4.5 yards a carry?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Doesn't get hurt. Doesn't fumble the ball.
Does what he's told all the time. Just, you know, how do you get rid of that guy?
I just don't understand that. Is that they have to justify this number one draft choice, number 5-4 pick overall, I guess, in the draft? He's never going to amount to much.
No. Just because you picked him number one on your overall draft doesn't mean you have to play him. I mean, I've seen a lot of number one picks from the Bears that didn't make it further than the first year, and there's nothing wrong with that. If he's no good, he's no good. I mean, nice pick, but, you know, give him a shot. He didn't make it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, we don't run the team.
We got a quarterback who can't even take a snap.
Oh, man. I have no faith in Grossman at all.
No.
At all.
I would love to see Greasy in there.
Yeah, put Greasy in. Absolutely.
I've never seen Greasy look bad. I've seen Grossman look great, and many times I've seen him look horrible.
Yeah, well, in the last preseason game, they were comparing Grossman with Peyton Manning's numbers in his first 2 or 3 years.
Oh,
and they're not too different as far as quarterbacks, but, yeah, you know,
okay.
I don't know what to say about that.
I would love to be wrong on him.
I would love that, too.
Not that I'm a Bear fan anymore. Don't get me wrong.
I'm a converted Cub fan now.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, go Cubs.
All right. Well, you certainly don't have much to follow in the South Side.
No, this is true. I mean, go South Side, but, you know, at least when the South Side, when they're done, they're done. There's no hope. There's no future. Either they're going to do good or they're going to do horrible, and now they're doing horrible. Oh. But it is nice to go out to U.S. Singular Field now and actually get a nice seat to sit at. So it's nice that all the former Cubs fans that went to Sox fans when they're winning went back to the North Side to give me my area to sit now at the U.S. Cellular Field.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. So go Sox.
Yeah, well, the Cubs, you know, with these rookies, I just love Terrio and Fontenot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Terrio, that guy's going to be a superstar. He's almost batting .300. He's going to be almost batting .300, and he's great in the field.
Yeah, great, and he's aggressive and he's fast.
Aggressive, and I don't understand. Lou Piniella's going to put Soriano back at leadoff, and Terrio's been great at leadoff.
Ah, why fix if it's not broken, you know?
Oh, boy. Anyway, okay. On a more serious, sad note, libertarian activist, freedom fighter, Hollywood producer extraordinaire, Aaron Russo, died Friday. I believe it was Thursday or Friday. Aaron Russo, the producer of America from Freedom to Fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Also the producer of Trading Places and The Rose, he was the manager for Bette Midler. He formed Manhattan Transfer. He brought Led Zeppelin and The Who to the Kinetic Playground in Chicago here in mm-hmm. his early days. Quite an extraordinary man and libertarian and freedom fighter. So a long bout with cancer, I believe bladder cancer, finally he succumbed to. So it's a sad day for freedom this week. Okay, we're going to have a guest today. It's Richard Pearson, who's executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. And we'll be talking about pending legislation and gun rights and that sort of thing here at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John, and we will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. Phone number here is 847-931-1410. And right now I'd like to welcome to Freedom Rings the Executive Director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, Richard Pearson. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Trying to survive the flood.
Yes, yeah. You've had a few drops of rain extra up there.
Absolutely. But there's flood of controversy going on in Springfield these days. I guess if Blagojevich had his way, he'd probably take all the guns out of law-abiding citizens' hands in Illinois.
Right. You'd only leave them in the hands of drug dealers and other miscreants.
I see. And well, that's what usually happens, of course.
Exactly.
When you have gun control, the law-abiding citizens follow the law, even though, in my opinion, it's not really the law. But
no, really.
They follow the regulations, and the criminals keep their guns, don't they?
They do. They always keep their guns because, and every time one of these laws are passed, it makes life easier for the criminals because they have less resistance.
Well, when are we going to get some legislation passed that mandates that any politician that votes for any gun control has a sign in front of their house that say that they're living under a gun-free zone?
Well, I think that would be a great idea. I'd love to see that. However, we have actually proposed that, and for some reason it never makes it anywhere. I don't understand that.
I wonder why. We need to put that to initiative. Of course, we don't. In Illinois, you can't put anything of substance into the initiative process.
All initiatives are advisory only, and there's good and bad to both to that. Otherwise, you get wacko things like you wind up with in California, you know.
Well, yes and no. You know, I think all thing equal, and I understand both sides of the issue, but I think I'd rather have that power to the people than the politicians. And
there are
some great things that were passed. You had proposition. You had the tax reduction in California. You had medical marijuana being legalized, which I think is a great idea. So I think there have been a lot of good things that have been passed there. I'd love to see it in Illinois. There may be a constitutional convention coming up in a couple of years.
You know, constitutional conventions are also dangerous things. Because what's going to happen is the powers that be right now are going to run roughshod over the citizens and appoint who they want to the constitutional convention. So you might get a very perverted constitution.
I understand what you're saying. Unless some of us got really organized for once. And coalesce and join together, because right now we do have the Second Amendment, and I think the more powerful amendment actually to the U.S. Constitution, as far as gun rights is concerned, is the Ninth Amendment, because the Ninth Amendment doesn't talk about militias at all. It just says rights retained by the people, and if you don't have the right to protect yourself as a natural right, I don't know what rights you do have.
Well, I know right now, you know, we are have sued Cook County, and the judge has rendered his first decision on it, and we have to go back. And he says, you don't have a right to self-protection.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. He actually said that? Which judge is this that said that?
Oh, I forgot which judge
okay.
it was.
Well, it probably doesn't matter. It's
so and so we're back in court sometime in September over that one.
So, but I guess the point I was leading to, I know I'm subject to tangents all the time, Richard, but the point I was getting to
is... That's what happens when you live on the edge.
The 1970 Illinois Constitution is an abomination as far as gun rights is concerned, because it says the rights to bear arms is retained subject to the police power.
Exactly.
What does that mean? That means whatever they want.
Who knows what it means? The problem is I'm not sure it's clearly defined, and that's to their advantage and not to ours. But the next convention will be at some time, I'm sure, but the latter part of the legislative session, and I don't want anybody really blaming the legislators for what's going on in Springfield right now, because it is a lack of leadership that's causing this. We're talking about a constitutional convention because they were talking about limiting the power of the governor because, you know, he's just out there in left field someplace.
Well, evidently he doesn't have any friends right now, Republican or Democrat. He's just by
himself. Sure he's got a couple. He probably bought them, but he still has them.
Is State Senator Kotelski one of them?
I would think so, yes.
So what's going on with his legislation that he's proposing?
Well, right now his legislation is all stopped in Springfield. But you know, that's only because they're not meeting. It could come back at any moment.
And what was he trying to do?
Oh, he was trying to ban anything that's 50 caliber, which of course has been granted by the U.S. Firearms Act. It's 50 caliber and under is okay, but they decided that's too big. Even though one has never, ever been used in a crime in his state, that's very interesting. They were going to get testimony from the Chicago Police Department about the number of 50 caliber been used for a crime, and they actually could find none. I couldn't even believe that they couldn't even make something up on that one. But anyway, so they've never been used in a crime, but they want to do it because it makes them feel better. Ridiculous.
Well, that's that tends to be what normally gets passed, because we live in the age of emotion instead of the...
Right.
You know, our founding fathers brought us from the age of reason. They brought us the greatest experiment in freedom in the history of mankind. And now it's the age of feelings.
Right. Yeah, so I think a lot of these politicians actually belong to the boo-hoo party.
So we have nothing to fear these days, then, as far as...
Well, not while they're not in session.
That's always the best thing.
You know what Mark Twain said.
Right, right.
A man's life or property is safe while the legislature's in session. Right now, the good news, it is not. I think if we had one thing that we could do constitutionally, would be to limit the number of days the legislature could be in session.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
actually.
2 days would be good.
And actually, yeah, we could do that. We could do that by referenda, I believe, because that's structure.
Yeah. So we could say, you know, we can have opening ceremonies on Wednesday, the party Wednesday night, adjournment will be Thursday morning by 9 a.m.
There you go.
Have a nice day. Yeah. It's not, you know, I don't mind paying them. It's just I don't want them to do anything down there. Every time they do, it sort of gets messed up.
Well, I think we should have an incentive program that every law that's repealed, we pay them more.
There you go.
Because, most laws, the laws that really matter are covered, as far as I'm concerned, by the common law.
Well, that's true, but, they've been working pretty hard at perverting common law.
Oh, absolutely.
Common law, for those who may not be that familiar with it, is roughly, and I'm no attorney, okay, so, is the laws that were handed down by tradition and judicial decisions, and those laws held strongly for the Second Amendment up until about 1954. In 1954, a group of liberal, wacko lawyers started rewriting the criminal code, which in Illinois manifested itself in the criminal code of 1961. And when they did that, they took away a lot of the rights and laws and traditions that were granted under common law. And that's why we have such a big mess, and that's out of that then sprang the Constitution of 1970, not only in Illinois, but a whole bunch of other places, every other place in the United States.
Well, that's interesting that was the groundwork was laid in 54.
Yeah.
Because I believe it was in the early 60s where the first case the first case in court. This didn't have to do with gun rights, but it has to do with the statist liberals taking over, where you could find any deep pocket liability and not look at the person who did something wrong to themselves because they were stupid, but you started suing manufacturers and retailers for something that was clearly just because some moron tried to get the grass out of underneath their lawnmower while it was still running and cut their hand off.
Well, we had one actually near here that it cost a little hardware store, a tiny mom-and-pop hardware store, $300,000 because the guy had a riding lawnmower, and they didn't tell him that if he ran into a tree, he could fall off and get hurt.
Oh, no.
Nuts. I mean,
he actually collected?
Yeah.
It's this judicial activist attitude the individual is not responsible. Everybody else is, and I guess they have tried to do that with guns too, right? If you sell guns to criminals, then somehow you're responsible. I don't get that.
Right. Even if your gun is, even if you didn't sell a gun, they pick on Chuck's Gun Shop down by Riverdale, Illinois. Never in his history has he ever sold a gun to a criminal. Never. Everyone goes through a federal background check. Everyone gets approval by the state police. Yet we got Jesse Jackson and others running around attacking this guy for not doing anything wrong when the people that they are attacking him over are criminals. But we don't want to hold them responsible, after all.
Evidently not. We're talking with Executive Director Richard Pearson of the Illinois State Rifle Association, which is affiliated with the NRA, right?
Correct.
Okay. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Have any questions, comments, observations, give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Did you know the average smoker spends $1,800 per year on cigarettes? Don't let your paycheck go up in smoke. Habit-altering laser light therapy Incorporated is conducting a research study investigating the effects of low-level laser acupuncture on smoking addiction and withdrawal. Our mission is to support your commitment to become a non-smoker. In the procedure, a low-level laser beam is applied to specific acupuncture points on the body. It's non-invasive and drug-free. Call Habit Altering Laser Light Therapy Incorporated, located in the Fox Valley Wellness Center, at 630-584-3999. There will be some cost to you for study participation. Call 630-584-3999 today. See our website at www.halttoday.com. Call 630-584-3999 today.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Watch the police and the tax man miss me. I'm horrified.
Yeah. All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, talking with Richard Pearson, Executive Director of the ISRA. And what do you say we go to the phones, Richard?
Sure.
All right, we've got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike.
Morning, Ken. Morning, Richard. Enjoying the program. Richard, I just got a quick comment and a question. The reason they're going after, like, the 50 cal and the high-capacity magazines is, one, it's a small sliver of the gun, you know, organization, so they figure they can peel them off with little resistance. And the second part of that is the 50 caliber and anything that's semi-automatic with a high-capacity magazine would give the people the ability to resist tyranny, and we know they don't want that. You know, study your history. You got Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and our friend down in Cuba, all passed gun laws and confiscated the firearms before they started putting people in prisons and detention camps. So that's one reason they want to get any military-style firearm. That way we cannot defend ourselves against them when they decide to snap the switch. The second question I'd like to raise is, Richard, the Chicago government, there, Mayor Daley and his friends, recently had a gun buyback program funded with tax dollars, where the seller did not have to present any kind of ID, could simply walk up with a firearm, exchange it for an item of value, such as a debit card or whatever with $100-some on it, and walk away. Now, I've asked several people this. Isn't that a violation of state and federal laws? And why is nobody bringing this to the attention of the appropriate agencies and prosecuting Mayor Daley for misappropriation of tax dollars and committing crimes?
If I can interject, as I recall, Matt Beauchamp, who's a libertarian activist in Chicago, tried actually suing the Cook County Sheriff, I believe, on this. I guess it didn't get too far. But
no, they keep throwing it out of court because they actually control the door to the chicken house.
But it is, Richard. Is that not a violation?
Well, sure. You got people, they're receiving firearms without FOID cards, without doing any background checks on anybody.
Right.
So they're getting them for people without FOID cards, totally illegal transactions. The only thing is it wasn't funded by taxpayers, funded by the Chase Bank. And, of course, if you want to bank at the Chase Bank, I suppose that's up to you, but I don't.
Well, another reason not to, because Chase is starting to charge $5 per check if you want to cash it, if you're not a customer, too. A lot of banks are doing that, but Chase is one of them.
Yeah. Yes, you're right about the illegal transaction, but they say, well, it's for the greater good. So if I can claim that something's for the greater good, hey, what the heck?
Right. My whole question with that is, like I said, you know, I've asked certain politicians, you know, about this, and they, you know, everybody runs and hides under a rock when you ask them. And I go, right. Well, if they can violate that law, what's next? Maybe they kick in my door in the middle of the night, you know, and find something that shouldn't be there. And lo and behold, a cop stands there while another one gets the warrant. And then when they come back, oh, yeah, we had to break the door down when we got here with the warrant. Well, in the meantime, you know, every part of my constitutional rights have been violated, you know, search and seizure, you know, unlawful entry and all this stuff. But, you know, if they can violate one law, what's next? You know, maybe people of Jewish persuasion will have to start wearing Stars of David and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's a slippery slope argument that a lot of people don't want to get into. But, you know, they don't go bad overnight. It takes them a while to get up to full speed. But I just figured somebody should look into that, and I'd be willing to donate money to a lawyer and sue the snot out of Cook County and the city of Chicago and, you know, maybe make one of these state's attorneys earn their paycheck and enforce the laws.
Actually, we are suing Cook County, so if you just go to our website, we'll be glad to take your donation.
All right. Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate the program.
All right. Thanks for your call, Mike. Well, this slippery slope analogy seems to me we're sliding pretty fast, Richard.
Yeah, I don't think the slope is all that slippery. I think it's solid ice.
There you go. And Mike mentioned the point about that if you have a little stronger weaponry, the main thing that our founding fathers, I think, put gun rights in the Constitution is protect us against our protectors.
Well, if you want to call them protectors.
Okay. Well, I know the the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the police do not have to protect individuals.
Exactly.
Citizens.
The police can discriminate totally. And so and they don't have to. They are to protect the public at large and not any individual person. I have the perfect example of that. Well, an example. That may not be perfect. One night in Decatur, they were talking about this place that was dealing illegal drugs to children and all kinds of stuff. So a friend of mine, ISRA member, was on his way to work the next day, and he got pulled over by a traffic cop for speeding. He happened to be two blocks away from this place. In fact, he could see it. And so he says, you know, I was going 5 miles over the speed limit. It's true. But that house down there is dealing in crack and selling drugs to children and doing all kinds of nefarious activities. And the cop explained to him that that wasn't his job.
Well, especially when he might be getting paid off to protect his other buddies on the other side of the street.
And they wonder why the public has doubts about him, right?
Well, it's when you make something illegal, you open up a whole can of worms of black market activity in a variety of ways.
Variety of ways. So, you know, so if they think they're going to get guns off the street, what they're going to do is they're going to create a huge black market problem.
Absolutely.
And it'll be out of control. So the police will be able to stay in their station house 8 hours a day and eat coffee and donuts.
All right, let's go to Jeff. How you doing, Jeff?
Kid, how are you this morning?
Good.
You know what? You might as well give it up the United States of America. I think this place is just had it. I think we're on a spiral downward.
Hey, Alberto has resigned, at least, Jeff.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. There's too greed corrupts, and because there's too much money in politics, it's always going to be the same as it is now. I mean, I'd bet you money, bottom dollar, that nothing changes next year after the elections. No matter who gets in the elections, nothing changes. And the point I'm bringing in is that American people...
Unless Ron Paul's voted in president, then things might change.
No, it's you know, one guy isn't going to change the country overnight. Ron Paul got some really good ideas. I mean, there's a lot of people out there outside of Republicans and Democrats have got good ideas. The public in general doesn't give a squat. I mean,
And they keep on voting. What you're saying, Jeff, is they keep on voting for Tweedledum and Tweedledummer of either side of either party.
Exactly.
I'd like to hear Richard respond to that.
Exactly.
I like Tweedledum and Tweedledummer. That's an excellent analysis there.
Well,
you know, the thing is that it's designed to not change very fast, but sometimes it does. You know, and so there's certain people that are, you know, that people like your listeners and people like me tend to believe that should be elected. And these are people who have strong principles that guide them. And the problem is that the big money doesn't go to those kind of people. It goes to the kind of people that can be bought off. And so we have trouble electing people like Ron Paul because he simply gets outmoneyed by all kinds of people who want to make sure that a guy like Ron Paul does not get elected.
Well, you know, there's some validity to that, Richard, but I have to say also that some big gun rights organizations have refused to endorse some of these principled people when it came to gun rights just because they weren't, you know, a major party. They weren't Republican or Democrat.
I don't think the problem is that they're not a major party. I think that the problem is that you only have so many resources. And a guy like Ron Paul, while it would be my choice, is not going to get elected. And if you spend money on a person like Ron Paul and fail, which you're probably going to be very likely to do, instead of picking a candidate who's not quite as good as Ron Paul, but at least has some principles, you wind up getting somebody with no principles.
Well, that's where we do have a huge disagreement I had for a long time with the IRSA and the NRA, is that as long as you have that attitude, you're never going to get that paradigm shift that we're all hoping for.
Yeah, well, you're not getting a paradigm shift anyway.
Ron Paul
is going to get...
He's got more money on hand than John McCain.
I said the same
John
thing.
John McCain doesn't have much money.
Yeah, but John McCain was a...
The only good news is that he hasn't got a snowball's chance.
He doesn't, but he did. But 2 or 3 months ago, he was a front runner. So never know what's going to happen. You never know when that paradigm shift is going to happen.
I agree with that.
And I've
Two
never
weeks
seen
is forever in politics.
I've been an active in libertarian politics for 32 or so years, and I have never seen such enthusiasm, excitement, and activism as I do right now for Ron Paul. I think, Richard, you need to look a little closer on this one. I really do think he has maybe a snowball's chance in hell.
Okay, to get nominated. If he does, I'm glad. You know,
we need organizations like the NRA supporting somebody like that.
Well, you know what happens is, you know, that you know we have not seen the total field of candidates yet either. By the way, you know, we have some people like Fred Thompson, but of course Thompson can't declare until after the FCC says he can because of his TV show. So he might not be so bad, you know. But we also have some people out there that are really horrible. And one of them is from Illinois. So you know, those two are really bad.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's a lot of bad ones out there.
Boy, there are.
There's a lot of bad ones out there.
They're looking for a new prime minister of Iraq. We could send them several candidates. We'll even pay for postage and shipping.
All right, Jeff, anything else?
Yeah, hang on a second.
I think he's gone.
All right.
We have, Therese next. Hello, Therese.
Hi, gentlemen. You know, why don't we send Hillary to Iraq? I think that'd be great. One-way ticket. Anyway, reason I'm calling is I do disagree with you on Ron Paul because... he does have a chance, and there's a big, big underground movement. And we have to be principled. As far as I'm concerned, if he's not running, there's nobody I can vote for. Now, you gentlemen are too young, but the Illinois legislature met every other year. And
right.
So we had a rest.
That.
We had a rest. Now, and then another issue is, are these so-called religious people, Jackson and Flager, who are going to pick at a gun shop tomorrow in Barrington, well, you know what? Abortion kills more babies than guns, and this is what they should be fighting. And Mike and all of you are very, very polite, but it's just a Marxist revolution. These are the Marxists that want to take our guns away. And then the other thing is, have you, either of you, seen the new FOIA card?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
With a little Pentagon under there, this little silver thing?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
So what is contained in this? Do you know?
The idea is to keep it from being duplicated, I guess.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm just wondering about it because they told us to destroy the other one, which I'm not, the former one. And it seems like this could be containing just more information that they want than we want them to have. But I was just asking if you knew about it.
There's no RFID chip or anything like that in them,
no.
I assume. Okay.
No. Oh, I don't know.
They think that, they say that, well, you just don't trust us, and I say, you're exactly right.
Of course. Why should we trust them? All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Therese.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, next we have Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
All right, how are you this morning? Well, I just wondered if, when you go to your NRA meetings, if you'll help us start to put these police chiefs in prison where they belong. You know, they kowtow to the corrupt mayors, and we've been talking about it for years upon years. Now that we got the 911 committee coming forward, I think we can prove in a legal court that these people are domestic terrorists. They refuse to protect your family, your children, from these known illegal felons. We got a sheriff in this county that refuses to go 287G, even though a huge population of his inmates are illegal aliens. We got a police chief up the road in Naperville that wrote a complex paper telling us why we should give it. Driving certificates to illegal aliens. We got a mayor and a police chief in Aurora who are so far out in left field, they won't even talk about the problems of the city. But guess what? I just came from Kentucky. Yeah, when the chief of Aurora police said people come from all around to look at Aurora, yeah, they came and they filmed Aurora, and now a candidate for Kentucky governorship uses Aurora as an example of a third world hole. And over in Elgin's no better. We got a couple proposers. They're not interested in protecting the citizens. 1,400 legal citizens petitioned for 287G. And Womack and that mayor won't give the citizens. I want to know, as a professional in the NRA, would you be willing to align with other groups and put these people in prison where they belong? Federal government's and assets come forward.
You mean for not doing 287G or all the other stuff?
Everything combined. Is expose these people. Don't let the media put these people on as if they're police officers. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists that refuse to protect your family and my family.
Well, it's a pretty tall order, but some of those, I actually agree with you on that. Some of these people are busy carrying out a political agenda rather than enforcing the laws that they're given.
Well, Ron Paul's the one who said we need to start putting in prison these municipal officers who refuse to live by the Constitution. I think if we get Oberweis in there as one man, Ron Paul as another, we can win this war. We can't waste all this airtime on losing. So I think Ron's got a shot at it, and let's put these police chiefs in prison.
Wish you all the best.
All right, guys. Love you. Later.
All right.
Thanks for your call, Tom. Yeah, we got a lot of support here with this radio show for Ron Paul.
I bet you do.
Let's move on. We have Kathy.
The Ron Paul Radio Network.
Yeah, it could be. It's almost like that right now. Kathy.
It's Kathleen.
Kathleen.
I was at the Ron Paul rally. Let me admonish the other Fox Valley people because I just gotten out of Mayo Clinic. So within 24 hours, I left Rochester just as FEMA was coming in. So that was perfect timing. And made it to the Ron Paul rally downtown yesterday, to which there were hundreds and hundreds of supporters.
Wow.
And the positive feedback was fantastic for the most part. Two negatives, okay. Hundreds of people stopping, asking me for pins, flyers. Who is he? We want to know more. It was very excited. It was very well attended. There was a moment of silence for Aaron Russo. That was very sad but appropriate.
Yes.
But I don't think we ought to give up hope on this. I heard your guest say something about spending money. Well, I spent several hundred dollars on pins, and boy, everybody wanted them. And they put them on, and it was a fantastic rally. And I wish there had been more people from the Fox Valley, or but nonetheless, we'll be doing more of these, and like I said, there was just two negatives out of what we passed thousands and thousands. And unfortunately, we didn't make, NBC News did, you know, show us, but they didn't, I guess we made the floor of the, you know, the edit.
Well, they
I
always,
saw
they always
it on
take
the news.
A lot more video than they ever use.
Yeah, so, yeah. But unfortunately, but it was a great rally, and it was extremely long, and I want to thank everybody that came out, and especially this three-year-old boy who made it through the whole thing, who was yelling, Ron Paul revolution and legalize the Constitution for miles and miles and miles. And he had a little tiny Ron Paul sign. It was adorable.
Thanks for the report, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
That's actually pretty good.
Bye.
I actually didn't plan this, Richard. But,
yeah, right. Yeah.
This has become the Ron Paul support hour.
That's right. Well, that's all right. You know, guys like Ron Paul need a support hour, and they need to get the word out, you know, because what you have to do is you have to, if you present these ideas, you know, we only seem to get ideas from the far left, farther left, and farther left yet. And what we need is some ideas, some conservative ideas out there. And so having candidates out there by Ron Paul, like Ron Paul, gives us a spokesman for those ideas and a platform. And maybe they can start the movement back toward the center and maybe toward the right, I hope.
Or I'd say towards freedom, which could be left or right, towards the libertarian viewpoint, from my viewpoint. We're talking with Richard Pearson, Executive Director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. Phone number here is 847-931-1410. Like to give us a call? Call now. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, talking with Richard Pearson of the ISRA, and let's go right back to the phones. We have Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ken. Richard, I'd like to know what legislation the ISRA has successfully, anti-gun legislation that you have successfully stopped and or reversed.
Depends on how far back you go. There is, my count, well over 1,000 gun bills, 2,000 gun bills, actually, that I've been involved with stopping in Illinois, and bad ones. The thing that we have actually done is we've overturned the Safe Neighborhoods Act back in 2000. That was a long, drawn-out battle, which, you couldn't even carry a firearm legally. Any way you did it, in a SUV, a Jeep, or anything like that, station wagon. So that is one of them. The other one, of course, is the ability to carry a firearm with the magazine out and unloaded, but near you. And okay. So that becomes important.
So there has been some success on the part of ISRA in slowing things down.
This year, we actually counted the potentially bad gun bills, and there were 202.
Cool. All right. Has ISRA or any of the other Illinois gun groups done a constitutional challenge to the FOID card?
Yes, we have tried that. It was thrown out.
Thrown out? Wouldn't let them do it?
No,
well, you said it was
we've
an
also
ice sheet.
Sued Cook County.
Yeah, you said it was an ice sheet rather than a slippery slope. So what I'm wondering is, obviously, legislation. You've been somewhat successful in slowing things down. Maybe we need to start employing some different methodologies. I'm not sure exactly what that would be, but I think we need to start thinking outside of the box of just legislative lobbying on these issues. I'm not sure exactly what that should be, but
we actually work on that constantly. You know, there's because of the laws that have been passed, whether we like them or not, we do have to live with them, and so we have some limits on what we do. Although I will tell you that the Illinois State Rifle Association presently employs 3 lobbyists. The NRA employs 1/2 of a lobbyist. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation employs a part of a lobbyist. So the Illinois State Rifle Association actually carries most of the load on lobbying efforts in the state of Illinois at the state and local levels. So that's our area of concentration. And we have more lobbyists working in Illinois than any other state by any other state organization.
Well, just standard regular people, gun owners, or people who are sympathetic to gun ownership, what would be the best thing for them to do?
10-second answer if you can, Richard.
First of all, what you need is a movement, and what I would ask them to do is join the Illinois State Rifle Association on our website, www.isra.org, because, you know, you're going to have to get a lot of people. You just can't go in there with a few people. You have to go in there with a lot of people.
Okay. Tim, thanks for your call. Richard, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you for listening, everyone. And you must have a meeting coming up Wednesday night.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All right, so be there.
I will. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Quotation of the week. I don't know, various libertarian circles. If you want to lose your gun rights fast, vote Democrat. If you want to lose your gun rights just a little slower, except for Ron Paul, vote Republican. If you want to retain, get back your right to bear arms, vote Libertarian.
This is the home of the most amazing show on the radio. The Radio Shopping Show.
WRMN, AM 1410, Elgin.
USA Radio Network News. John Scott reporting. Alberto Gonzalez has announced his resignation as U.S. Attorney General. He made the statement this morning giving the official word.
Yesterday I met with President Bush and informed him of my decision to conclude my government service as Attorney General of the United States, effective as of September 17, 2007.
The president reportedly has not chosen Gonzalez's replacement, but sources say he won't leave the position open for long. Gonzalez came under fire over the firings of nine U.S. attorneys late last year. The president stood by Gonzalez throughout the troubled times. Republican Senator John Cornyn spoke on the Fox News channel.
I think it's a sad day, and it's another reminder of why this Congress's ratings and the public's estimation is at one of its historic lows, where you have a hyper-partisan atmosphere.
Gonzalez was appointed to the post in February of 2005. Suspended Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick made his arrival at a Richmond, Virginia courthouse earlier this morning. He has pled guilty on charges related to dogfighting. The 27-year-old admitted to sponsoring dogs in dogfights and buying and transporting dogs across state lines for animal fighting ventures. Prosecutors are looking for a prison sentence of 12 to 18 months. The Dow is down 47 points, the NASDAQ down 9. This is USA Radio Network News.
We're with coin collector Adam Tate talking about getting Civil War coins risk-free. Is this real?
Real and authentic. Odyssey Marine Exploration is releasing a limited quantity of seated Liberty silver half dollars to the public. These vintage Civil War coins are from the SS Republic shipwreck.
Are these collector coins?
Absolutely. These coins are authentic silver half dollars from 1861, minted at the historic New Orleans Mint by the Confederate States of America. They are truly rare shipwreck treasures.
Wow, it's like holding history in the palm of your hand. They must be expensive.
Actually, you'd be amazed how affordable these rare Civil War artifacts are.
You can get Civil War coins risk-free? How?
Call Odyssey Marine Exploration. Call right now. They're even sending out a free coin kit and SS Republic DVD.
Okay, to examine rare coins risk-free and get that free DVD, here's the number. 1-800-973-3097. Again, 1-800-973-3097. 1-800-973-3097.
Residents in several Midwest states focusing on cleaning up after last week's severe storms. The rain has finally let up after a seemingly endless stream of torrential rains and flooding. Thousands of Chicago residents are still without power, and up to 100 residents are still homeless in 30 different communities across the area. A gamble at a Utah mine cave-in. Despite drilling and digging, there has been no sign of life 3 weeks after